genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brains.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turn now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're on every day, Monday through Friday, from 9 to 11 o'clock here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura County. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura. If all of this sounds like National Public Radio, well, you're getting the idea. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is NPR done right. If you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008, or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is potpourri. All of my guests have interesting subjects. No two of them are related to each other. My first guest understands the challenge of going from being a peer at work to becoming the boss. We'll discuss how to make the transition from bud to boss without alienating friends yet maintaining effectiveness. My second guest will discuss the 2011 federal budget. He's a professor of political science at the University of Massachusetts and a senior fellow of the Roosevelt Institute. We'll discuss how President Obama's budget speaks to Wall Street and ignores the voters. My third guest is on the leading edge of science and medicine. His company, Second Sight, has created a device right out of science fiction. It's an ocular implant that improves vision for the vision impaired. We'll discuss his device and the coming singularity between man and machine in our third segment today. And as always, if you want to join the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. My first guest, Guy Harris, introduces himself as a recovering engineer. He has experience in training as a chemical engineer and a nuclear engineer. He served aboard a part of this nuclear submarine fleet. He's also worked in the chemical industry. Guy knows the struggles of people with a technical background who find themselves in the role that demands that they work with people. Guy has learned the skills of working with people through both study and struggle. He now works as an author, a trainer, executive coach, and consultant on the topics of workplace conflict resolution, team dynamics, and leadership development. Welcome to the show, Guy. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Bill. Great to be with you today.
Well, thank you so much for being our guest. And it's an interesting topic, making that transition from being a bud or a peer to actually being a boss and a leader. So let me ask you right off the bat, for whom did you write this book?
Well, it's really a couple of different audiences. It's for the person who is newly in that supervisory role. They've never had experience as a supervisor before. So that's one group of people. Another group is people who are thinking that they might want to prepare for that transition. They see that in their future. And then the third group would be people who are picking other people to be leaders, and they want to help groom them for that transition. So really three groups of people.
All right. Now, the first two are pretty self-evident. You've got the person who is actually making the transition, somebody who has got ambition and wants to make that transition.
Mm-hmm.
The third group, less obvious, the experienced leaders who are nurturing others to become first-time supervisors. So give us some examples of that. Who would be in that category?
Well, it could be, say, a technical manager who is promoting one of their engineers to take over as a supervisory role, or operations manager in a plant who's promoting someone to become a supervisor for the first time, or a sales manager who wants to move one of their salespeople into a supervisory role. And we envision they could use this book as basically a training tool, a source of conversation and discussion with people to help them make that transition more successfully.
All right, and it is a transition. It is a process that you go through. And your book very nicely outlines the process of becoming an effective leader. You identify some critical steps or skills that one must go through, starting with the transition to leadership. Let's break it down for my listeners, if we will, starting with transition to leadership.
Well, there are two big struggles that we see people run into, and you know, we detail a lot more of this at our website, from budtheboss.com. But The two struggles are the role changes and the relationship changes. So as people move, they move from being the person who does the task to the person who has to get the task done through other people. So that changes the nature of the role. And in that role change, it generates some relationship changes. So you used to work with people, now you're their leader. Or you used to work for someone, and now you're their peer. Various relationship changes. And so you have to learn how to manage both of those pieces of the transition.
Okay. Now, the transition from peer, from working for somebody to peer seems to me to be a little bit easier, Guy, than the one that you're a bud and now you have to supervise people. They both have challenges. Which would you say is the most challenging of the two?
I'd say the more challenging is the situation where you used to be the peer and now you're the supervisor. Just because it can potentially generate jealousies, it can potentially generate perceptions of maybe that job should have been mine, or who do you think you are to tell me what to do? All of these kind of negative interaction dynamics can happen. So I would say the peer to supervisor is the more challenging of those particular ones.
All right. We're talking to Guy Harris, everybody, author of the book From Bud to Boss, Secrets of a Successful Transition to Remarkable Leadership. And in the section where you're talking about making this transition to become a leader, I found something very, very poignant in there. You have a comment that says you must give up control in order to gain influence.
Mm.
Explain what you mean by that.
Well, the idea is this, that at some point when you're working with other people, you cannot control their behaviors. And so to the extent you attempt to control them, you actually drive them away from you and you lose your influence with them. So if you realize that you cannot control them to start with, all you can do is influence them, you have to work on giving up that effort to control in order to gain the opportunity to influence.
Which is a hard thing to do, which leads us to the second of your steps, which is change. And many new leaders who get into that role, they feel that they have to make an impact right away. They've got to have an immediate impact. And part of that is this whole control. I've got to control the whole situation in order to get the maximum impact that I'm looking for. So talk to us about the dynamics, because if you have to give up control in order to gain influence, yet you want to make an immediate impact, how do you balance those two conflicting ideas?
Well, part of the issue is to recognize that all of these changes, even though they're, and one of the things Kevin and I would say is that while facts may dictate the need for a change, it's emotion that gets in the way. So we have to recognize that many of the issues you're dealing with in order to get things done in the workplace are emotional issues for you and for other people. And so we recommend that you basically have conversations with people and put the issues on the table, both with your new supervisor, your peers, and the people that you now lead that used to be your peers, and talk about some of these role and transition changes so you can develop plans to make the maximum impact as fast as possible.
Okay. Now, what are the roles or transition ideas that a new leader has to get in his or her mind is that any leader leaves two legacies in that role. And most people stepping into a supervisory role or a management role don't understand this. You lay them out as the two legacies are the tasks or accomplishments that need to get done, the need for the change that you were just talking about, and then the relationships or the people impacts that a new manager has. Talk to me about those two things, and how do you instill that new way of thinking into the new manager?
Well, one of the challenges people face is because they're used to doing the task, they tend to focus on the task itself. And, you know, the analogy we make is like a boat, and so if it's out of balance, it'll make a circle. Well, if you focus only on the task, then you'll continue to have relationship problems. And if you have relationship problems, then you can't get the task done. So what we recommend is recognize that a leadership role is not an either task or people responsibility. It's a both task and people responsibility. So the question becomes not how do I get the work done, or how do I take care of the people? The question becomes, how do I get the work done and take care of the people?
All right. Well, with that in mind, then the big thing is how do I communicate what we need to get done as a team? And that's the third of the transition steps that you're talking about from going from bud to boss. So talk to me about communication and how communication of a new manager or new leader has to change from the way it was when you were a peer.
When you were a peer, many people really only have to worry about their perspective, and as you become a leader, you have to start being sensitive to and aware of multiple perspectives, the people that you lead, your peers, your new peer set, and your supervisors. So you have this whole different dynamic going on, and it's important to learn how the way you communicate impacts how other people hear your message, and that's one of the things we talk about in the book. And help people understand some things they can do to become more effective at communicating and styles other than might be comfortable for them naturally.
All right. We're talking to Guy Harris, everybody, author of the book From Bud to Boss. And, Guy, I want to stop here, press the pause button for just a moment and drill down on that. Because communication skills, you know, on the one hand, if I'm a new leader, a new supervisor, I step into that role, we've got a job to do. We've got to get it done. So ultimately, what I say goes. And I can, you know, have other people with dissenting opinions and everything else, but the boat's got to go in one direction. How do you respond to the new leader who's that gung-ho and takes their challenge in that regard?
Well, that's a really good question. It's a common challenge. And one of the things that I would say is that if we're going to be a leader, we need to be a leader for the long term. So what I don't want to do is win the task battle today and lose the relationship battle tomorrow. So my recommendation is let's start with softer approaches and be prepared to escalate if necessary, rather than start with what I would call the nuclear option, you know, my way or the highway, and then there's no place to go from there.
All right. Now, incumbent in all communications, not as only is speaking what you want people to get done, but also hearing what other people have to say. So what's the role of listening in the arsenal of a new manager, new leader?
I'd say listening is an absolutely critical skill. If you take the whole Latin root of the word communication, it's about to make ideas common. And so if I want to make an idea common between me and another person, it might be a good idea for me to listen to their perspective. And so listening becomes vitally important in terms of understanding the perspective of the people you're working with, so you can find those motivational triggers, those communication triggers that are going to have you be most successful as a leader.
All right. Well, let's continue on. There are other skills that you have to learn to become an effective leader. We've talked about three of them, the transition to leadership, change, and communication. Once you're in that role and you listen to people, you want to bring them along, you take on a completely different role as a supervisor. You become more of a coach.
Mm-hmm.
So talk to us a little bit about coach. What are the coaching characteristics that a new leader has to have in order to be successful?
One of the things that, Kevin, I find critical to remember is that as we coach people, coaching is about the future, not about the past. So while we want to coach people and to learn from their past behaviors, the key focus ought to be what are we going to do in the future? And so a future focus in terms of what would I like to see next time, would say, is a really, really critical skill to develop as a coach and a mentor for other people.
All right. But let's say you're a new leader and you just got appointed as a store manager for Borders Books. And you just found out 2 days ago that Borders Books is now bankrupt and they're going to be closing stores.
All that notice.
Yeah. But you're fortunate. You're in the store that does survive. However, you don't know what that future is going to bring. Mm-hmm. So talk to me about coaching in an uncertain future.
Well, what I would usually recommend people do is it gets back to this whole control influence thing. There are certain things in my life I can control and certain things I can't. And there are certain things that are even beyond what I can influence. So all I can do is what I can do in the environment I find myself in and do the best I can with that situation. So I would say stay focused on your piece of the world. Stay focused on things you can control and things you can influence and do the best you can in that environment. And hopefully it translates to a larger environment too.
All right. We're talking to Guy Harris, author of the book From Bud to Boss, Secrets to a Successful Transition to Remarkable Leadership. Now, besides coaching, there's also got to be a certain amount of collaboration that one does with one's team. So talk to me about team success through collaboration, if you will, Guy.
Well, one of the key things to recognize is as teams come together, as groups become teams, inevitably there's going to be conflict of perspective, conflict of wills, conflict of personalities. And so as a leader, what you want to learn how to do is to, one, diagnose where your team is in the cycle of moving from just a group to becoming a team, identify what the barriers are in that process, and then take action to alleviate them. And one of the key skills, along with communication, I would say, is the ability to resolve conflicts between you and other people and between members of the team. So developing some conflict resolution skills so that we can collaborate together for mutual success.
All right. Conflict resolution is very good. Now, once you've got collaboration going, everybody's pulling in the right direction. Ultimately, as the boss, as the manager, the new leader, you're going to be responsible for results.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you're going to have people relationships, but the bosses upstairs are really more concerned about the results and less concerned about how happy your team is. So talk to me about the commitment to success and meeting goals, especially the goals that the company sets for you.
Well, a part of the key is whole commitment to success thing ties back to that balance. And we say that you can't just take care of people. You also have to get things done, just like you said. So commitment to success is about learning how to translate a goal that maybe is given to you and figure out ways to convert that into actionable goals that people on your team can take ownership of and make progress on, so that it ties back into your coaching, ties back into your performance management, ties back into your daily operations. And so one of the things that Kevin and I say is you set goals with people, not for them. So as a supervisor, your goal, your responsibility is to take the corporate goals and chunk them down to goals that people on your team can take, own, and run with.
All right. Now, everybody knows the acronym SMART when it comes to goals, which is specific, measurable, actionable, and you know the other two.
Right,
so,
right, yeah. Yeah.
So how are goals different? Is that the methodology that you teach new leaders as well?
Yeah, that is the general framework we use, and we delve into a little further. We have part of the thing we have in our book is called Bonus Bites. They're available at a community we launched, budtobosscommunity.com. And so we add additional content on top of the SMART goals so that it turns into how do you work with other people to make these goals happen.
All right. We're talking to Guy Harris, everybody, author of the book From Bud to Boss. And, Guy, what did you get out of writing this book?
Well, I got a reminder to continue living the things I say I believe. So as you're writing the book, you sometimes get confronted with your own failures. And one of the things I got out of it was a very heavy reminder, Guy, continue to work on yourself, continue to get better, continue to learn how to communicate better, continue to learn how to coach and mentor other people better, and to stay in the process for a lifetime, not think it's done after the first couple of years.
Well, that's a very good lesson to learn. We're talking to Guy Harris, everybody, author of the book From Bud to Boss, Secrets to a Successful Transition to Remarkable Leadership. Guy, if people like what they hear, they want to learn more about you, learn more about your book, where would you direct them to go on the internet?
I'd say the best place to go is the website about the book, and it's frombudtoboss.com. That's frombudtoboss.com, all spelled out, no dashes or numbers in there.
All right, from budtoboss.com. Guy, it's been a pleasure. We've been talking to Guy Harris, author of the book From Bud to Boss. We'll be talking to you down the road.
It's a pleasure to speak with you, Bill.
Take care now.